It's not a bulletproof vest. It's an airsoft vest. Airsoft it's more so vest. Just so I have a press badge so I don't get shot at by the cops.
This is a Turkish guy born in wealth luxuriously his whole life, walking his designer dog, Ubered from his $3 million WeHo mansion with a performative press vest on.
Yeah, she got up.
Bro, why? He gets so triggered when this dog moves. Has he announced every single time she stands? He got up. She got up. Kaya's standing. She got up. She's standing. She got up. Why did he? Yeah, we see that, dude. Oh my God. Oh my God, he's so cringe.
What are Kaya's thoughts on socialist commodity production?
Why would you take your dog to a protest?
And it's interesting because while we
are driving,
we're very far out from, not very far out, but we're far out from the protests that we're going to, and yet there's like other numerous small No Kings protests that have obviously taken place all around. And the only reason why I can say that comfortably is because I'm seeing a lot of like people at restaurants and stuff like that, and they all have their own like little placards and stuff. Parents, children.
Like imagine, because remember, he's bragged about being shot at by the cops before. Like imagine he gets into some situation where Kaya gets spooked, right? We've seen her get spooked on camera before. Oof, we got a lot of grain here, Chief. It's okay. She's gotten spooked before. Imagine she gets spooked and a cop ends up like killing the dog. Why would you bring your dog to a protest? When you've bragged about how violent they get with you there, it's so stupid. Oh, maybe he's trying to dispose of the dog.
I know. It's not good. It's not good when your immediate family members don't have the same politics as you. Luckily, me and Kaya, we have the same exact politics, so we're good. My stupid chud dog.
Oh my God! I just realized who his son is! He's this guy.
חטופים חללים עדיין שם. אין שום סיבה בעולם שאנחנו נעביר סיוע לחמאס. זהו. אין סיבה. אם חמאס מפר את ההסכם, אנחנו לא צריכים לקיים אותו. בשום צורה. אנחנו לא צריכים לחזק את חטופים...
The settler babies. We found them. Finally, there they are! The settler babies have come out.
Boomed. Every 2 weeks. Well, sometimes it's longer than that, but still. Why do you think I get her groomed with regular frequency? What do you think is happening at the grooming? The grooming is the groomer reading out a copy of Karl Barks's very own Das Kapital.
He has a dog cam, by the way. He's probably praying for that dog to get killed. It would be such a huge stream moment for him. He could go viral with it. He could say he's a victim. And then he finally gets rid of her. Doesn't have to worry about her anymore. Oh, jeez.
Did you see yourself catching that Jon Stewart stealth stray? That was funny as shit. I did not.
Jeez. I was thinking it was going to be like, sometimes when dogs are tired or hot, you get the like the whatever. This is like the, I've just been full on sprinting. Did they just come in from outside?
Did you see yourself catching that Jon Stewart stealth stray? That was funny as shit. I did not. Damn, this thing is... This got overheated.
Does he not give a fuck about this dog at all? What the fuck? He might, before or after, he must stop and be like, are you okay, Kai? Or he must say something, right?
GoPro's overheating so fast, man. Yeah. What did you think about that CBS interview?
Oh, maybe when he said this thing is overheating, he was talking about the dog and not the camera. Was yesterday?
To live.
60,000.
You can probably hear Kaya in the car as well. Because she, too, is attending the no.
Like, that sounds like a normal dog panting right there. Still a little fast, but you can hear in the background.
King's protest. Now, the reason why I'm saying that, you know, Kai's in the car as well, is because it's extra safe. The No King's protests are obviously, the No King's protests are mostly comprised of like elderly people, young people. We've already covered it a lot. And the last time I went, especially during the day.
I'm sorry, is this like she deserved it because of what she was wearing? What is this argument? The No Kings protests are usually safe because it's just old people, implying what? That ICE is only beating up the dangerous dark people? The young people? What is that argument? Or what is that logic? What?
And the last time I went, especially during the day, there were other people that had also brought their doggos as well.
Can you explain what you mean? Well, the implication of what he's saying, it sounded like he's saying it's safe because, like, the people there aren't dangerous, and the only way that ICE would... Like, I would imagine one of the big concerns you'd have is, like, ICE showing up and tear gassing or doing things that would make the dog nervous, that would be, like, a really bad event for Kaya. But it sounds like you're saying, like, oh, no, these events are safe because it's just old people and young kids here or whatever, so ICE won't be messing with us. ICE only goes to the dangerous crowds, the dangerous people. Like, that just seems like a really weird thing to say.
And we'll be answering some questions when we're out there trying to figure out who's actually funding these protests, how much people have actually gotten paid to be at these protests, and also whether or not the protesters themselves are Antifa, Hamas, anti-Christian, or anti-American family. I will be demanding to learn where the Soros paychecks are coming from for myself as well as everybody else that's attending. Okay? Why not all four? Well, people got paid not to be there, that's for sure. Well, it's going to be harder to figure out, isn't it? If someone got paid not to be there, that's going to be difficult for us to find out. You can hear the panting. Sounds like there's a plane in there.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, well.
Uh-oh. Careful.
We got a big old doggo in the back.
Okay.
You guys always are talking about give Kaya a mic. Well, now that we did. Unfortunately, though, because it's Los Angeles, it's going to take a while for us to get there. Because there's LA traffic, which is classic. Is Kaya the cameraman? Yes. It's a classic case of Los Angeles traffic that's taking place right now. I think you can, from this point on, you can show me and Kaya. Kaya's got a press vest on. Oh, she's getting up. Kaya also has a press harness on, as you can see. And not only does she have a press harness on, but she's also strapped with a camera herself. So we got the camera specifically so that we can do a day in the life of Kaya
PR
video. But I thought, given that the No Kings protests are very safe and they're not like there isn't like a lot of confrontation, especially with the feedback that I've gotten from my friends that are there right now, who I'll be linking up with, I thought...
Then why do you have this stupid fucking pristine clean press chevron attached to your ballistic alpha level 4 anti-bullet shield? Oh my god, he's so fucking cringe.
What better way to show that than go there with the lovely lady Kaya? And this way, we'll also be able to get some footage from Kaya's POV. Now, obviously, the camera that she has strapped onto her harness is not connected to the Twitch live stream. But once we're recording, when we're out there, I'll be using that in the vlog, The Day in the Life of Kaya. Antifa dog. Kaya, how are you feeling?
Dude, this poor dog hates us on so
And for
much.
Those of you who are wondering,
oh my god,
part of the reason why I'm able to do stuff like...
Has this dog ever been excited in her entire life to be near him or to say hi to him or anything?
This with Kaya, as I've brought her to crowded environments in the past.
Like, I think his son has gotten... I think he's turned into a worse person through all the streaming and the clan and everything. Because I feel like... Regardless of whatever's going on with Fish, unless Fish was just a more excited dog, I feel like Fish was excited to see Hassan, or excited whenever he got called, or excited to do things. Kaya just seems like she hates this guy.
On many different instances, is because she is an incredibly well-trained dog. Not only is she a very well-taken care of dog, but she's also an incredibly well-trained dog.
Is this really all it is? This is what all of our lives are now? This is Trump and this is Hassan? It's just you just repeat the same dumb shit over and over and over again while your audience slops it up? This is it? This is where we're at? When do we move on from this era of whatever the f*** this is?
And therefore, she's perfectly fine in crowded environments. And not only that, but we're also not going to... We're not going to be around. Like, as soon as there's any sort of altercation, or even before that, we'll be leaving the area regardless. So...
People could be saying is having this dog in LA abuse in itself. It's not built for those temperatures. LA's weather is never that hot. LA's got perfect weather 24/7, okay? Always. 365.
She also has a keffiyeh bandana.
Oh my god.
If you couldn't tell with her, what her politics are.
Oh my god.
And she's snorting like a pig. Yeah. This also addresses the question or the smears that many on the internet has said.
What the f***?
Aya Piker ain't getting shot with you. Okay? She is a radical. Kaya did tell me, Dad, I don't want to go to this. This is lip shit. I'm going to be leading the revolutionary vanguard. And I was like, no, you have to be there. My Puggle and I just finished rallying and sign waving with Indivisible. Yeah. Yeah, she got up.
Bro, why he gets so triggered when this dog moves? Has he announced every single time she stands? He got up. She got up. Kaya's standing. She got up. She's standing. She got up. Why did he? Yeah, we see that, dude.
Visible? Yeah. Yeah, she got up.
Are you okay? He's so frustrated. Oh my god.
I literally don't fit in the back of this car. Like, my head is touching the roof. That's crazy.
Is this your car? Is this the Taycan or whatever? The Porsche, the electric vehicle? Didn't you buy it? Why would you buy a car you can't fit into, you retard? What the f***? I don't know if that car has a backseat or whatever. It might this... I don't know.
How do you feel about the No Kings protest being a queen yourself, Kaya? Huh? Kaya's like, no kings, only one queen. Me. The queen.
I feel like I'm watching a guy who's like trying to pick up a girl who, and the girl's like, I love dogs. And the guy's like, oh, me too. And it's like some sitcom where like the night before he's like, I need to borrow your dog, Fred. And Fred's like, are you sure? It's like, yeah, trust me. And he's like driving around. He's like, hi, my queen dog. We love each other so much, right? You're so spoiled and taken care of. And the dog's just like, here, this is a Model 3. Oh, it's a Tesla. Okay.
What are Kaya's thoughts on socialist commodity production? No other way. And it's interesting because while we are driving, we're very far out from, I mean, not very far out, but we're far out from the protests we're going to. And yet there's like other numerous small No Kings protests that have obviously taken place all around. And the only reason why I can say that comfortably is because I'm seeing a lot of like people at restaurants and stuff like that. And they all have their own like little placards and stuff. Parents, children. Is Kaya a Maoist? Yes. You're lucky she has the same politics as you. I agree. I know. It's not good. It's not good when your immediate family members don't have the same politics as you. Luckily, me and Kaya, we have the same exact politics, so we're good. My stupid chud dog. Yeah. She's not a lib. There was a Mega Rayquaza Pokemon Go raid and get her groomed every 2 weeks. Why do you?
Oh my God.
Did you indoctrinate your dog? Yes, of course. Obviously. What do you mean? Why do you think I got her vaccinated and get her groomed?
Every 2 weeks. Wow.
Well, sometimes it's longer than that, but still.
Oh, so why do you
think
I
get groomed
month?
With regular frequency? What do you think is happening at a grooming? The grooming is the groomer reading out a copy of Karl Barks's Or Fall Mercy to the, and she has a press vest on.
I am hate watching
your mansion.
Because why not?
But that's the most ethical way to do that. What do you mean? That is the utmost. That's peak. It's not like she has the mansion. She squats in it. And she shits and pisses in it. That's
in the mansion? But it's well-trained, right? He didn't mean that. He meant, like, outside.
There's no more ethical way to live as a socialist. And she's well-trained enough that she could be, like... I mean, I guess it wouldn't take much, but technically, we could train her to become, like, I could get her trained to become, like, one of those hospital dogs. Like, dogs that go to...
What is he talking about?
The hospital is, like, emotional support dogs.
Don't emotional supporters just sit there and do nothing? Teach you to call 911 if you're having a heart attack. That's an impressively trained dog. Hassan doing Make-A-Wish. It's just some kid dying of leukemia while Kaya is like forcibly laying on top of the kid, suffocating with Hassan next to it, taking like a picture, you know? And he's like, for Palestine, guys. The kid dies. Hassan blames me.
She would be so good at that. When my brother had a brain injury, the doggos helped him with that. I think so too. I think that's her calling. She seems to help me out, and I basically have a brain injury from Twitch streaming. So, you know.
You know. I'm going full schizo right now. I don't care. Do you think he's actually petting her, or do you think he's trying to get her to sit down? Do you think that's why he puts his hand on her? I am schizo hate watching now.
Where's Kai's press bed? She's wearing it right now. I don't know if you can show the side
that's
of it.
That's what he's doing. 100%. 100% that's what he's doing. Guaranteed.
She looks so soft. She is. The car is like 30% humid because she's exhaling so much. No, it's actually cold as f*** here right now. All the drooling. Oh, yeah. She's been drooling all over my leg. You should melt machine guns on her.
Based?
Does Kai shed a lot? No. She only sheds a lot twice a year. Other than that, she doesn't shed that much. Okay. Like right now, not a lot of. You want to eat your own hair? You're so fat. You are the fattest dog. Let's be real. My mom told me that they're letting big dogs travel in cabin to Italy now. I don't know why. I don't know why Italy, and I don't know where she found that out. That's amazing, fluffy dog and low shedding. Yeah, and also in spite of all of the meat that she has over here, in her gums. She doesn't even droop that much. She's not that drooly. She is drooly, but just like not that drooly. Or maybe I'm just used to it. She got a speckled tongue. Yeah, she has like bits and pieces of Chow Chow in her, so she has like. There have been a ton of SMS scam attempts regarding Italy, so keep your eyes open. What? I don't think my mom was like, I don't think they sent a text message to my mom as an SMS.
Sorry, wait, what?
Scam. And she got duped. And the SMS scam was like, hey, do you have a big dog? You can bring the big dog to Italy with you. Please send. Okay, I need to explain something to you guys, okay? About the head size disparity here. Kaya's head is larger than most humans' heads, okay? It's not that like my head is small. It's that her head is much larger than the average human being's head.
Doing it on the same day is unhinged, but the phrasing of that sentence sounded weird.
Is not a like, people do not understand that she is not a normal-sized dog. She's a massive dog. He's 120 pounds. Okay?
Hold on. Hate watch time.
Why do you let that get you offended?
Wait.
So much? I just...
Mastiff.
It's not offensive. It's just, you know, I'm a truth-sayer. The only person whose head might be larger than Kaya's head is Sebastian Gorka.
I hate that one. Okay, it might be ordinary weight. Okay, he survived that number. Good job.
We're taking to avoid traffic. It's still leading to more traffic. It's crazy how much traffic there is.
Why does he have a cafe on this dog and he doesn't have one on himself? He's so cringe.
Come, baby. Let's walk.
Oh, you heard the shock already. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
You got the thing for the. Good girl. You got the thing for the DJ, the drone, right?
It's on his
phone. Oh, shit. Okay.
It's on my phone.
Well, you don't have your phone on you, do you?
No.
Oh, damn. That doggy thick.
All right, wait. I'll tell her to start recording. What's going on? Yeah. Kaya. Let's potty, baby. Give us a good potty before we go out there. You can't do it off the camera, right? You got to do it off the phone.
I guess I don't watch a lot of like IRL streams, so it's hard to say, but I feel like interacting with chat just sucks. Or I guess Extra Emily does it, where she solo streams a ton and interacts with her chat, although she's just goofy doing crazy stuff. I feel like it's better to have a person to talk to, because like walking around, like having to stare at your phone, and I don't know, I just feel like it just sucks. Maybe in the future when the Meta glasses get better, you can reach out on your glasses, maybe to be better.
All right.
I haven't figured out how to do it off the camera yet. I'm sure it's got a touch screen on it. You probably could.
She's grazing like a cow. Oh, wait, this is probably better. Hold on, baby. All right. Never mind. Come on, Kaya, let's walk. What? Yeah. Oh, you can do it off the phone? Or off the thing? We're gonna get a feel for the protests. This is the second No Kings rally that's taking place. Hi. And today, given the participation from people from all different walks of life, backgrounds, and jobs, I thought it was a relatively safe.
Why are we watching this? Because I want to hate watch today. I haven't hate watched in a long time, and I just want to enjoy myself.
Relatively safe, relatively tame protest. And therefore, I thought it'd be safe enough to bring Kaya to as well. She's
God damn.
The Antifa commander in chief, as you guys know. We're gonna be in and out, briefly getting a feel for what's going on. But see, there's other dogs here already.
What's Katana offered you Kaya, would you take her? Probably not. I have a small-ass apartment. I hate walking dogs.
First order of business.
Also, he didn't go to TwitchCon because it's unsafe, but it's okay. But he's okay going to, in public like this. Yeah, it's all of it is performative. All of it's retarded, yeah.
We're going to go find where Donny is. Because apparently... Hi. Where? Kaya, come. Hey. Sit. Good girl.
Why are people in chat acting like Hassan doesn't get death threats? Because the main person, the main people that he fights are center-left people who don't, like, do anything. Not, which is good. I mean, in a positive way. They don't go out and murder people. But, like, nobody on the right gives a f*** about Hassan. He doesn't even talk that much negatively about them. He just hates everybody. I don't think Hassan gets that many. I think I easily get more death threats than Hassan does. Absolutely. I'm sure he gets some, but from who? Like, he cucks out to everybody.
Oh, is that a dog cam?
Yeah.
It works on.
What's going on, guys? It's not on yet. We're trying to make it work.
Are you really pressed or that you're being cute?
No, no, I am. We're recording right now.
Awesome. Enjoy. Yeah.
Oh, there you are.
Good to see
and
you.
There.
Hey. Hassan, can we take something?
Okay, so yeah, Hassan sure. Wants you to know that this is definitely an overweight dog, or that this dog is definitely overweight, okay? He's very confident. Destiny, and I said before, but for that breed, she is overweight. A male pure breed might be 120 pounds, but a female mixed with a Chow Chow, no shot, and Cheddar mourns if they disagree. Still, after today, and seeing how unfit and unhealthy she is, Chows weigh 50 to 70 pounds. Crosses can be a bit all over the place, but a female mix should not and will not be more than 85 pounds.
Is this the shock collar?
Yeah, this is the shock collar dog.
Thanks for
it. Nice to meet you, man. Thanks for being here.
Destiny, dogs graze on grass when they are stressed or their stomach is upset. It is typical after car rides. He's an absolute retarded dog owner if he doesn't know that. I feel like I've had and seen so many dogs, I had no idea. I didn't know that. I didn't know that was true. Is that true? I know that. I think cats are supposed to eat grass because it helps with hairballs. I don't remember why, but I think they do that, right? Like cats will eat grass and it helps somehow with hairballs. Am I making that up? I don't remember why. I've just apparently they do that. Ooh, oh my god, that was a good freeze frame. Oof, the death stares. Sorry, just kidding.
Yeah, sure.
Is this the shock collar?
Yeah, this is the shock collar dog.
Cats should not eat grass because they throw up. Yeah, but I think that's good. They eat it because it helps them get the hairballs up or something, right? Stop listening to chat dipshits about the dog stuff. It's all retarded. My dog chews grass because she's retarded and bored. Based.
Thanks for
having me. Nice to meet you, man. Thanks for being here. I'm doing great. Oh, there it is. We got
this on you.
Oh, sure. Here, you can put it on the chest.
We can walk with you.
Have you ever seen a hairball? I've owned a bunch of cats, and I don't think I've ever seen one throw up hair. Yeah, for sure. But it's probably more common with medium to longer hair cats. I don't know if like the short haired cats throw up hairballs.
Okay.
You just got down here?
Yeah, we just got down here. We're gonna be here for a little bit. Yeah. Obviously, there's a heightened security environment.
Yeah. So what's been going on? I will say we've actually been talking to people.
I want to know what's going on in this guy's head. If I ever talk to him again, if we do any more things, I've got to ask him. When Hassan showed up in that giant press vest with the Kevlar with the slots for armor plates that are empty, what was the first thing that went through
there all day?
Like, this guy's got more shit on than like a Palestinian West Bank journalist.
A lot of people talk about you.
Me?
In a good way.
Okay.
You're among we can walk a bit if
yeah, let's do it. Kaya, come on, let's walk.
But your name came up twice at the New York Merrill debate.
It's true. It did.
Do you mind if we get pictures of
you? Sure, but we got to keep walking right now.
What's that all been like? How have you become this sort of major talking point in the Democratic Party?
I don't know. I don't think I should ever be a talking point, especially in the New York City mayoral races at all. I mean, I'm obviously a supporter of Zoran. Kaya.
Come here. Was this before or after the disavowal? It was after, right? Because it was the day before?
Yeah, baby.
She's never been around this many people before. I've brought her out in public a lot.
Yeah.
But she's never been around like a big protest like this.
Is she streaming live too?
Where is she? Yeah, she is. She has a camera on her. Kaya, come on. Thank you. And I don't know what she... I think she sees...
Uh-oh. Was she having a racist moment?
Thank you. And I don't know what she...
Uh-oh.
I think she sees...
Just kidding.
She smells the hot dogs and wants to go there.
I had one. Come on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're $10.
Yeah, but as
They're good.
As far as me being a primary concern for New Yorkers, I don't think I'm a kitchen table issue at all in New York City. I am a supporter of Zohran, early supporter of Zohran. I really like a lot of the things that he's done in his campaign.
I was on the ground floor for Zohran.
I really like what he stands for, and I think the Democrats need more Zohran Mamdanis, and I'm willing to bet that if we were to ask people here right now, they would probably agree with that sentiment.
You came to the previous No Kings, right?
Yeah, and I've also participated in the other ICE out of LA rallies as well. Those are a little bit more chaotic, I would say.
Yeah.
The police presence at those protests are definitely a lot more aggressive than the No Kings protests. The No Kings protests are like all age groups for the most part. So.
Is this enough though? Because I mean, I was reading, I think David Brooks or somebody in the Atlantic this week, like, is this actually enough? Showing up, I mean, as a movement to show up every couple of months?
No, it's not enough. But I try to tell everybody it's not bad to protest. It's good to protest. It's good to get people out on the streets. It's good to show that this show this administration that they do not have this broad popular mandate that they think they have. As much as we can, as loudly as we can. But obviously, we have to organize outside of that. We have to organize in our workplaces.
It feels so gross that like the No Kings thing is a large center left movement and organization of protest, and for him to like walk out here and pretend like he has all to do with this when he was shitting on all the Democratic candidates, shitting on the Democratic Party, constantly saying there'd be no difference between Kamala and Trump, and now to come out here, like, go do your own protest, like go do some Gaza shit or whatever cringe bullshit, or go do some lefty can't be socialist shit. Like, why are you even part of this? I don't know.
We have to organize in colleges. If we're on campus, and sorry, I walk very fast.
I mean, you have as we're about the same height. So I'm probably a bit taller. So
yeah,
we have big paces. I get it.
True, but what? Oh,
he was shitting on all the way, calling it lib shit.
Oh, sorry.
It's fine. It's
I mean, what interesting conversation we're having here, right? With one of your big fans, actually. You know, we're talking a bit about, I ultimately asked him the question, when it comes to 2028, which seems like a very long time away.
That's from a Sans subreddit. What are your thoughts on the No Kings protests? I agree it's better to work with libs to a degree, meanwhile converting them to our side. As much as I would like socialism and or communism to lead the charge or have power until we get to that point, we need to be strategic. We will have better luck this way, achieving our goals by playing ball in a way. Plus, at least here in Minnesota, I heard more anti-capital arguments than pro. Still very liberal in basis, but you got to start somewhere. I went to the No Kings March in Minneapolis, and there was a decent amount of pro-Palestine and pro-labor people there, and people chanted Free Palestine when me and my buddy would shout it out. Minneapolis is more woke than most, though, but still, I think the angry marchers are a good thing, if for no other reason than proving the amount of people who are well and truly pissed at the order of the day. I was at the Boston one. I'd say the ratio here was 45% Palestine support and 65% lib, which is nice to see. The MC of the event mentioned Palestine a bunch, even if Wu could have a better track record for her support. Oh my God, what is this? Is the No Kings March about Israel? What the fuck? As a leftist, they openly talk about being, that doesn't even add up to 100%. Yeah, I figure maybe he means like 10% crossover between libs and pro-Pali people. It's so gross how like openly cancerous these people are, right? Like, as a leftist, these are the biggest protests and therefore greatest chance of being impactful that I can be a part of. I went today and left feeling really discouraged because there's still so little push for true change and more Donald Trump needs to go, as if that would truly fix things, as a white guy who lives in a wealthy suburb who has no issues with the current administration because I'm rich and taken care of for my entire life. But at the end of the day, glad I went. Glad my wife and I made the numbers a little higher for turnout to protest the fascist shit going on. See, the one I went to, there was talk about dismantling and how to build from the ground up. But I think it's because our local orgs are more leftist than liberal. It was nice, also led by a veteran woman, which is probably why. Wow, that's awesome. That's a good point. I was happy to see more socialist orgs than Democratic Party advocacy at my event. Lots of liberals are ripe for the picking, so attending the protests and co-opting them over time is the best approach. Yes, Trump needs to go, but also free, free Palestine, and most liberals I know have had it with everything, including Chuck, Hakeem, and Bibi. 13 upvotes. Like, it's so gross. They're just, like, openly fucking cancerous. I was at the downtown Phoenix No Kings protest, and while the Commie Brigade was a small contingent, they had tables set up using the Iron Front logo, among others, Lameo. I also saw Che Guevara flags and other socialist symbols. They constantly try to attach themselves to every big thing that will let them in and try to get other normies to associate with them destiny. It's like every time I hear libs talk about organizing, it's about creating spaces and creating things, but with leftists, it's more infiltrating and converting. Just so very, very gross. They don't want to create, only invade. Well, because they can't. Technically, I mean, arguably, it's kind of sort of built into Marxism, right? That socialism is supposed to be an evolution out of a capitalist economy once capitalists created the means of production and everything for the workers to seize. I don't know how much that's baked into this. I think the problem is these people just don't give a fuck about political power, so they don't even try. But they just want to go and infiltrate and with shit and be cringe. Exactly. Went to one that actually surprisingly had a lot of anti-capitalist coded language and more socialist and or communist language, but was still very libbed up. But like you said, it's great to get out there and meet people and to see the different organizations I could be a part of. Also want to add something that surprised me was that the pro-Palestine movement was allowed to be a part of it and to do free Palestine chants, which is also a positive. It's cool, but it's super libbed up. But our disdain towards Trump is shared, so it's cool. And I'm sure it's some really chill progressive libs I have in common with at the rallies.
I said, would you vote for Newsom? It was Newsom versus Vax, right?
Uh-huh.
And I mean, he's, I said, would you vote for Newsom? It was Newsom versus Vax, right?
He's saying Newsom versus Vance? Like, that's like the easiest question in the world. Is Hassan not going to answer this? I'm sure he will, right? He must. He's got to put on his good boy face for progressive media for CNN, right?
Uh-huh.
And I mean, he's your fan of yours who says he's a socialist is like, probably not.
Yeah.
How?
I think it's good to express that,
yes,
early on.
Yes.
Before it turns into
a coronation.
Before that's the path that the Democratic Party heads down. Now, I can't talk too much. I can't talk too much.
Check his chat during that moment. Newsom, ew. They're using the Trump word for him? I mean, yeah, but I don't want to be nominated. No, ew, no. No, Newsom, ew. No way, ew. Ain't no way. Yuckies. Bebe la Newsom. Ew. I can't. Newsom. Jesus Christ. Why do they hate Newsom? Because he's not a socialist. Ew, gruesome. No, Newsom. Ew, Newsom. Ew, election of doom. Newsom? Ew, this guy. Jesus. No, just twice. No, dude. Ew, Truscom. Ew, ew, gruesome. Ew, no. Newsom. I can't. Ew, election of doom. Jesus. Gruesome, Newsom, ew, ew, Newsom. Good one. We don't need a homeless killing transphobe like Newsom to be president.
much about Newsom nowadays, because apparently he said I was a remarkably impressive figure.
That's the most important thing. Bro, what?
Before it turns into, before that's the path that the Democratic Party heads down. Now, I can't talk too much. I can't talk too much about Newsom nowadays, because apparently he said I was a remarkably impressive figure. Come here.
I want my midlife crisis to look like that. Newsom's a fan of yours now?
It's a shirt that says, MAGA, Mexicans against going anywhere. With the Mexican flag.
Wait, sorry, what were you saying about Newsom?
Oh, I said he recently told one of my friends when he went on a Twitch stream that I was a remarkably impressive person. Even if he doesn't fully agree with everything that I say. So, I can't talk too much mean things. I can't say too many mean things about him right now. All jokes aside, though,
yeah.
I think Gavin Newsom...
This is literally a Trump... Yeah, it's a Trump strategy. Oh, he said nice things about me, so...
With his governance here, has done some great things as far as his rehabilitation advocacy. Not his own personal rehabilitation advocacy, but like... He's been more susceptible on initiatives such as that one, but he's been abysmal when it comes to tackling homelessness and the housing market issues. And that is a primary concern. That's a universal concern at this point.
Wow.
And I feel like that's his weakest area. And for that reason, I'm terrified of like what it means about the Democratic Party if they choose to go in the Gavin Newsom direction.
This is what I'm getting at, which, like, when we spoke at the DNC last summer, you know, I think your argument was basically by putting up Biden or even by putting up Harris that essentially the party was not listening to basically people who watch you and many other young Americans.
Yeah, but it's not even just young Americans. Sure. Like,
yeah, no.
I think a lot of the people here want more. A lot of the people that are here right now, I suspect, want more from their representatives, want more from their Democrats. They want the Democrats to take action. You hear time and time again, wine moms at town halls in the middle of the country.
Later just signed SB 79 for housing. Didn't he also do a big thing several years ago where he greenlit ADUs or whatever being made for houses that you could finally like rent out rooms and houses? I thought it significantly expanded housing stock in a lot of cities. I could be wrong. Maybe it didn't have that big of an effect. I feel like I remember reading that. But he made it so that you could, you were like legally allowed to rent a room out or rent out parts of places because you like apparently were banned from doing this before. ADUs are additional dwelling units, I think.
Demanding that their politicians actually put their bodies on the line in some instances. Here, a lot of the people that are here right now, I suspect, want more from their representatives, want more from their Democrats. They want the Democrats to take action. You hear time and time again. Wine moms at town halls in the middle of the country demanding that their politicians actually put their bodies on the line in some instances. So the
it was the senator from California, wasn't it? Was it the junior or senior senator from California? Didn't he get arrested shouting at Kristi Noem? Am I making this up? Like, what else do they want? It was the federal senator, right? Padilla? Is it Padilla or Padilla?
I'm Senator Alex Padilla. I have questions
Padilla.
For the secretary.
We saw the people in Texas literally flee the state under threats from the state legislature and the FBI to bring them back. I think there was another congressman who got arrested or detained. Like people have been doing, I feel like people are doing as much as they... I don't know what else he wants to say. What do you mean, put their bodies on the line? What does that mean?
The anger is palpable. The anger is palpable. And it's not just coming from the youth. Certainly the youth experience a lot of the immediate impacts of economic crises. And there is a sense of hopelessness among the younger generations for understanding.
I feel like I'm watching just like a shitty... This is such a weird... I don't even know what the fuck I'm watching. This is a Turkish guy born in wealth, luxuriously his whole life, walking his designer dog, Ubered from his $3 million WeHo mansion with a performative press vest on, talking about, it's just everything about this is like worse than the Pepsi ad.
Multiple reasons. Having said that, I don't think this is just a youth-backed movement, and these kinds of actions actually show that. Because you see these, you see older folks out here, they're not just holding up signs.
He's such a weird for bringing his dog. He has to like rebrand the PR, the bad PR on his dog. So he's probably doing everything. He was posting photos and shit on his Instagram. He talks about it all the time. He's got to bring her with him. Yeah.
They say like, no kings, you're a tyrant, you know, orange man bad. They have specific, they have specific things that they want out of this administration. And if the Democrats don't actually reflect on that, if the Democrats don't actually address those issues and they go back to business as usual and they go back to the harm reduction narratives that actually cost Kamala Harris the election already, who knows what'll happen? That is if we have another election to begin with.
Do you think the Democratic Party will actually listen to sort of this constituency more this time?
I hope. I mean, these things matter.
What the f- is he talking about? He's like a walking sloganeering billboard. It's just like all the slogans and all the things they're supposed to say.
I hope they listen. I feel like Bernie has been running around doing the No Oligarchs tour to basically show, not the rest of the country necessarily, but to the Democratic Party, the establishment, that like this kind of messaging.
Wait, hello? Oh, it's a muted part of the VOD, sorry.
Yeah, good to see you too. I hope you got some good... I hope you got some good footage out here today.
Yeah, are you gonna... Are you... What are you doing?
We're gonna walk around, depending on how she feels, because I feel like she's a little bit more... She's a little bit more nervous than she is.
Yeah.
And you've seen her at the gym, like, she's not, she's used to being around people, she's used to being around loud noises.
Yeah.
But she just wants to smell everything.
We might catch you sometime soon. You're gonna be here, but.
All right, good to see you. Hi. Okay. Let's walk to the side.
Oh. My kid is such a big fan. He's watching you from
up north. Oh, hi. Come here, baby. What's up, man?
I appreciate your
thanks for being here. Oh, hell yeah. Thank you. Let's see if there's like a...
Do you think I could get a photo with you?
Yeah, sure.
I can take it.
Let's see if there's a green area that I could take her for a second.
Thank you, man.
Nice to meet you guys. Thanks for being here. What do you have in your pockets that she just keeps lasering in on?
You covered our 1, 2, 3.
So I was wondering if this protest is enough to get the change the people want here.
That's a question that I think a lot of protesters themselves right now are having as well. I don't think this is going to automatically overnight make necessary changes in the government, but I think it's very healthy to express discontent as long as we can. And it does seem like the administration doesn't appreciate it. I mean, they're saying this is a Hamas protest. They're saying that this is an anti-America protest. They're very frustrated with these demonstrations, but it definitely helps. It definitely helps, especially when you show the administration that they do not have this popular mandate that they thought that they had, and that they can't get away with the erosion of civil liberties, they can't get away with the mass deportations, and they can't get away with the way they've operated so far.
So at what point...
Hi.
Do you think the United States are, like, is this a full-blown autocracy, or is this still the democracy why people enjoy being in this country?
I think
the erosion of civil liberties is happening right now, but as long as due process holds, as long as First Amendment holds, even though the administration is actively going after that as well, and as long as like some semblance of the courts hold, we haven't fully succumbed to fascism. But I mean, those who know the history of fascist movements understands that this is a very important moment, and this is the moment where resistance is the most necessary in every way possible, whether it be civil disobedience, whether it be peaceful marches such as this one, or really any means necessary.
Last question, do you think this kind of protest is proof that the left can be united?
I think yes, because this isn't just the left. This is, there's a lot of liberals here, there's people from all different walks of life here. It's very obvious that this administration has drawn the ire of so many Americans who find it to be unconscionable, the mass deportations, deployment of the National Guard, the deployment of the military in blue cities, and we have a government shutdown that's been on.
Liberals aren't part of the left? No, when he hears the left, he's thinking exclusively socialist, communist, leftists, the left.
Going, obviously, and in that process, the administration has started taking the initiative to stop funding for numerous Army Civil Engineering Corps projects that were supposed to happen in places like Baltimore, New York, numerous other places. So it's it doesn't seem like they're going to stop unless they realize that they have to.
Okay, thank you very much. I want to take a portrait picture. That's
yeah, it's fine.
Can you turn around a little bit?
Yeah. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Hi, nice to meet you.
I'm a really, really big fan of
it. Oh, nice to meet you guys. Hi, thank you for being here.
You radicalized me. Is it okay if I have a picture with you?
Yeah, for sure. Oh, thank you. Hi, nice to meet you.
I'm a really, really big fan of it.
Oh, nice to meet you guys. Hi, thank you for being here.
You radicalized me.
It's like the exact opposite of my image. Thank you, Destiny, for pulling me out of this, you know, crazy commie, crazy Nazi hole. Meanwhile, Hassan, thank you, Hassan. You radicalized me.
Is it okay if I have a picture with you?
Yeah, for sure.
Can I also?
You guys just talk. Ignore the camera, okay?
Wait, is
this
guy?
Thank you so much.
Nice to meet you.
Respect you so much.
I got you right here.
All right. This is security? Oh, no. Local
You
media.
And I just talk. Ignore the camera, okay?
Okay.
Got it.
I can do that.
Easy.
All right.
First name, last name, spell both, please.
Hassan Piker, HassanPiker.
And what's your title?
I'm a political commentator.
Okay, you don't have to lean into the mic, it'll get you.
Okay.
I'm Zach Spann, we're with CBS LA. Thanks for taking the time.
Of course.
Does he realize how unintentionally he's little broing him so much?
Why are you out here today?
I'm out here to show support and to experience solidarity and feel a sense of hope that we are united as a people. And that there are more of us than there are of those who wish to continue with the unjustifiable practices government is participating in.
What do you want people to know about this march here today? What is your message?
My message is...
In short.
My message is the people united will never be defeated, and that we will fight fascism every step of the way.
A couple weeks ago, Charlie Kirk was assassinated. He's a political commentator. Was.
Yes.
You're also a political commentator. So you're in a...
I was supposed to debate him.
Vest. You were supposed to debate
it's
him.
It's not a bulletproof vest. It's an airsoft vest. Airsoft it's more so vest. Just so I have a press badge so I don't get shot at by the cops.
Bro, what is that? Bro, just...
Got it.
Even though...
Commentator, I see you're in a...
I was supposed to debate him.
Vest. You were supposed to debate
It's
him.
Not a bulletproof vest. It's okay. An airsoft vest. Airsoft it's more so vest. Just so I have a press badge so I don't get shot at by the cops.
Got it.
Even though I feel like sometimes it feels like a target more than anything else, especially if you're not beyond the police line, but in front of the police line alongside a bunch of people.
The idea is, I'm asking you, you decided to be here today despite that violence taking place. You know, why is it important for you to get out here and are you taking security steps for yourself?
I mean, maybe not great security steps, but the reality of the matter is I go to these protests all the time. And the only time I actually ever feel insecure is when police are just like rushing through and tear gassing the protesters that are exercising their First Amendment rights. The times where I feel the most secure is actually when I'm in a big crowd like this one, where I'm surrounded by other taxpaying citizens who are exercising their
solidarity,
their First Amendment rights, telling the government that they.
By the way, guys, I can't go to TwitchCon. It's too much. Are there too many cops in TwitchCon? Was that what he was scared of?
Have a lot of discontent.
And how important is that, you think, the dialogue, the First Amendment, expressing the First Amendment?
I think it's the most important. Once that falls, I think we are in a full-blown fascist dictatorship.
Anything else you want to say?
No, that's it.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You got tired, huh? You got tired from all the media attention.
Hassan, should I
pay Kai? Yeah, you can pay Kai. Go ahead. Sure, let's do it.
Let's talk.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Who's taking it?
This is my umbrella. Thank you. Have a dog in the picture too. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Nice to meet you guys.
One of my biggest.
Doesn't Kai know that's bad for her joints?
Thank you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
Thank you for being awesome. Oh, watch out. Thanks, man.
Nice to meet you.
So nice to meet you.
Thanks for being here.
Okay,
yeah, you can.
He's so much bigger in real life. Oh my god.
Can we take a quick picture?
Yeah.
Here.
Okay. Sure. Slots are full, so she's had a hard time. She can't turn it on unless she's in close range. Oh, thank you. Thank you for watching. She's all the parking lots are full, so she's had a hard time. I mean, I think like I don't know if we can actually do a full thing here.
Why does he always sound so tired? In watching him interact, I'm trying to think of our real life interactions. I'm not just saying this to be mean, although I would do that. I'm not above that. Do you think he's like a little bit autistic? Like actually, like I feel like he has trouble like sincerely kind of like laughing and expressing genuine emotion around people. It seems like he kind of has difficulty making eye contact sometimes. Like misses conversation. I feel like he might be a little bit, just like a little bit. Like, what is it? Like, there's like level 1 through 3. Like, just like level 1. Like a little bit autistic.
I think it might be better to just like, I don't know.
You want me to tinker with it a little more?
No, I don't think we can do it from here.
He could also just be really annoyed. Yeah, having all like the IRL gear and walking around and being. It might just be that like just I would be irritated. I think I'm always irritated on IRL stream.
Hold on. It's okay. It happens. It's not the end of the world.
Wish I had another lapel of this guest.
What?
I wish I had the other lapel.
No, it's fine. Well, I guess I can take a look and see. This is... Camera's powering off.
Socialism.
Thanks, man. It's just okay.
Hassan.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Can I get a photo?
Sure.
Oh my god. No way. Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Hi.
I just wanted to meet you.
Nice
You're
to meet
like
you.
My hero for sure.
Nice to meet you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
All right. What should we do? Kaya. All right. Let's walk. Come on. I'm getting a little bit of autism overload. I'll be honest with you.
I'm with you.
Hi. Yeah, no. Let's do it.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you. Yeah. We can't take a break anywhere. People are going to show up regardless. I wanted to simply come here for a little bit. And what's up?
Sorry, just a thing. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you too.
I saw you last time at the rally. Big fan.
Nice to meet you. Nice to see you again. Let's go to that side where there's a shade a little bit. But... I don't want to... St- stay for too long is because they're supposed to, they're most likely going to issue a dispersal order at 4. And it's probably better to leave before they do that. Because after that, then the cops are going to start deploying tear gas and stuff like that. And I don't want Kaya to be around. I think I'm going to text her. It's broadly attended by all different walks of life. Clearly. I think I'm going to text her.
Passport and to see why he went home.
That was crazy back-to-back interview.
Yeah. What's up, man?
I got a picture.
Yeah, sure.
Anybody? Banana for your thoughts. We got lots of bananas here. Trump's bananas.
Awesome.
Nice to meet you, man.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you. Yeah, I see that. Oh, the Dodgers hat.
Yeah.
I wanted that so bad.
Yeah. I got two. You want this one?
No, it's fine.
Sure?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, man.
Thank you. I don't want to take it off your head.
Appreciate all you do. You got me to actually do the reading. And, you know.
Hell yeah.
Theory, so.
Well, thank you for being here.
You like D?
There'll be books in the future. That's good.
Yeah. That's a good one. Sir, can I ask you some questions? And can you earn a banana?
Yeah, sure.
Like, what is the point of him walking with the crowd? Shouldn't he be a speaker? He's way more useful doing that. So just walking with the crowd and fucking up. I mean, there's nothing wrong with, I think, showing up and streaming it. Like, I want my full Hate Watch arc. But, like, if you were to just show up and walk around and whatever, just stream, I think that's fine. I don't think there's anything wrong. You don't have to be, like, a speaker.
Over here. Clearly. Hold on. Let me turn down my little,
Hold on.
Wait.
Shit. My location with her.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he showed up to do the interview and now he's getting the fuck out. But
I wonder if we can get water somewhere. You don't have any water in the car, right?
No.
It's fine.
Okay. Okay,
hold on, let's see.
Would you keep the NRA or the
W Cinna? Is that actually Cinna? Why are people saying
like Cinna?
Oh yeah, that's true. She does sound like Cinna. It is not Cinna. Cinna's at TwitchCon.
Okay.
And not here. It is, she does sound like her though. Come on. Come here. Let's go back to like a like an area of egress.
My guy. You guys, answer some questions for the banana.
Where could Trump stick it? That's the question.
Yeah, where could Trump put this brown banana?
Then yeah, man. Got it. Can you check this? Can you check to see if it was filming before?
It was not.
Oh, no. Damn it. Good girly.
Can I pet you?
Yeah, you can pet her. You want a photo as well?
He's looking. Yeah. Kai's looking at the water. She wanted more. Oh, no. You're like, oh, I'm dying.
She's not a police dog, no.
He's ready to bite?
No. She's very friendly.
He's a boy?
No, she's a girl.
Sunday?
Kaya.
Kaya.
Aww.
What's up, Kaya? Hi,
Hassan.
Oh,
hi.
Yeah.
Wait, you know?
What?
My favorite streamer. Oh shit. Wait, hold on, my bad.
The movie actor?
Your friend Daniel from Australia. I'm sorry, sir, right? Thank you, Hassan. Hi, Kaya.
What's
your name?
Yeah. What's up?
Thank you so much.
Okay. That's crazy. Where'd Hannah go?
Big Ben.
Sure.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Today we are setting up a medic station and then also just providing like a little bit of water and snacks. But generally speaking, if anybody gets injured, pepper sprayed, they can come right here, we'll take care of them. And we also have street medics roaming through the streets.
How do you feel about the Trump administration trying to make the act of mutual aid at protests illegal?
They can kiss my ass and they can talk to my lawyer.
Hell yeah.
I will keep doing this forever. Sorry.
No, it's all good.
To get old for you to interact with people like this? No, I think it's cute. It makes you feel like a little celebrity. When I watch strangers interacting with a dog, why do 90% act like they have no clue how to pet a dog? I mean, you're either a dog person or you're not. Especially for a big dog, I feel like people are nervous because they just don't want to hurt an animal, but you just got to fuck them up. You got to tackle them, all right?
No, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
This is one of the it's one of the impromptu medic tables that we have here. You usually see this with people with carts at numerous protests, as you guys know from the previous ICE out of LA protest that we attended. There's sometimes people that set up.
That motherfucker put his hand right in front of Kaya's mouth, like, here, bite it off, I guess. I don't know if it's as important with dogs as with cats to let them smell you first, but like, you generally you want a dog to at least see you pet it. If you sneak up on a dog, you're more likely to get your hand nipped at than if he sees you. I don't know if dogs necessarily need to smell it the same way, but if you like try to go around and like touch the back of a dog's head, that you're more likely there to get a dog, especially if it's not well trained to like do this like turn and bite thing.
Tents like this, or in other instances, there are people who just walk around with carts and hand off masks, hand off face shields.
Goggles, that's about all.
Yeah, goggles. Oh, we're good. Thank you so much. She has goggles here as well, and also ear protection.
Kimberly?
Saline solution. What's the saline solution for?
This is to help flush out your eyes if you get any sort of chemical agent in your eyes. Water is the first thing. If you've got water, you can do that. Just keep flushing, flushing, flushing. But otherwise, saline is the next step.
Hell yeah. Thank you so much for your... Oh, no, I'm live. Yeah.
Can you tell people we just ran out of all of our water? Whoa. We ran out of all of our water. We just ran through about 150 waters. It was all that I could personally carry. If you are able to drop off water at First and Grand, that would be awesome. Thank you.
Perfect. That's how it's done, folks.
Boom, boom. Oh, Kai's getting more water.
Go back. I said, I'll just turn more chaotic. What's up, man?
Good to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Steve.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Come here.
I'm content. With my hair watching for today.
Up, 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 up.
Oh no.
We immediately block this individual from returning.
People think.
Kaya, where are you at?
You okay? In their life.
Shouldn't she be tired and sleeping on the bed now?
Is. Who happened to look.
I'm sorry.